White. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. September 15th, 1905.
Dear son Edson, I have just received your letter and am glad to hear from you. I hardly felt able to make this journey to Southern California, but our brethren assured me that they had secured good accommodation for me near the campground in Los Angeles. We had the use of two rooms, well situated. W.C. White was not present at the first part of the meeting, or I might have been saved quite a burden of anxiety. In some of the business meetings, I sat on the platform that I might have an understanding of the questions that came up for consideration by the conference. I feared lest some action might be taken that would in the future bring about confusion. It has been many years since I have felt it my duty to sit on the platform and take part in the deliberations of a business meeting. At one meeting, a resolution was introduced to change the Constitution in such a way that every church member might become a delegate to the conference meetings. I advised that such a move should not be made hastily. The delegates to our conferences should be men of wisdom and capability, men whom the Lord may use to prevent rash movements. God has men of appointment, whom He has fitted to judge righteously. We may learn a lesson from the counsel of Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses. God especially calls some to fill positions of responsibility in His service. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning until the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning until even?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and His laws." And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away, both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice, I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them, to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace." So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes were brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. Exodus 18, verse 13 to 27. I spoke 6 times in the large tent at the camp meeting. The last Sabbath of the meeting, the large tent was crowded with a large congregation of over 2,000. In order to make myself heard to all, It was necessary for me to take deep inspirations, and I was poisoned with the impure air. I suffered severely that night. I obtained relief from this, but ever since I have been suffering more or less with influenza, as I did when I visited Nashville. I have not fully recovered yet, but I am improving in health. This morning I met with the workmen who are engaged in the construction of new bathrooms. The Lord has blessed and strengthened me in speaking to the helpers and patients at their morning worship. After singing and reading the precious word, we bow before the Lord in prayer, and I give them a short address. Yesterday morning I read the 95th Psalm. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Verses 1 to 5. I have had the question asked me, is there anything in the Word that speaks of the attitude that should be maintained in prayer? David says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the sheep of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Verses 6 to 11. I am glad to attend these morning services. My own soul is refreshed, and all seem deeply interested. One man, with a good countenance, expressed himself as being deeply interested. He has accepted the truth as he has heard it, but it seems difficult for him to exercise faith in the forgiveness of his sins. I have written him some words of encouragement. We arrived here from Los Angeles last Monday evening. An automobile was waiting for us to take us from the train to the sanitarium. Brother Johnson, who owns this machine, meets all the trains and brings passengers to the sanitarium. One day he took us into San Diego, and we crossed over the bay on the ferry to Coronado. Yesterday, I rode out again to visit his sister, Dee Johnson. I enjoy very much riding in the automobile. I had thought of riding 40 miles next week to hold meetings at Escondido, but Willie urges me to return home, and we are planning to return next Tuesday. My mind has been much exercised in regard to our restaurant work. The multiplication of our restaurants is imparting an education in commercial business lines to many of our youth who should be more actively engaged in evangelical work. Many of the workers themselves are led away from the truth, and but few are converted by this work as it is now being conducted. We need the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit to keep the heart clean and pure, that we may engage in spiritual work for the saving of souls. I have just been in to see two little girl babies, twins, born in the sanitarium a few days ago. One weighed 7 pounds, the other 6. The mother is doing well. The parents are young and seem very proud of their babies. The grandmother on the father's side is over 80 years old. Edson, if Elder Haskell, Elder Butler, Brother Ford, and the other brethren are united, as they seem to be, in the opinion that the office should be moved from Nashville, and that your property is a suitable place for the carrying forward of the publishing work, I see no reason why this should not be done.